Hi guys, welcome back to the Hear Me Out and Speaking Arrangements podcast collab. This is Becoming, where we'll be taking you on a short series discussing how relationships, culture, and society influence our identity. Each episode will break down specific key elements and make us who we are. We want this series to enlighten you, to challenge you, and to help you become your best self. So let's get into it.
We're getting into it today.
So today, we've done two episodes. They've been great. We love all your feedback. We want to hear more. But today is another one. We're spinning the block on relationships.
We sure are. I'm here for it.
Yeah, today we're going to be talking about relationships and an identity. And usually when a lot of people talk about identity, I guess like one of the first topics is relationships because...
Yeah.
Of course, that's where your identity is known.
most times.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, it's a big part of it, I think.
Yeah, because you know who you are through the people that you interact with and how, you know, all that good stuff. So yeah, this is... Well, let me specify that this is romantic relationships.
Not platonic.
It's not platonic. We've already done that. We did friendships, right?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
How dare you?
It's been a while.
It's been a while, actually. Yeah. Let's tell them why it's been a while. I'm here to air you out today.
First of all,
I'm here to draw you out.
It's not even just me.
I think it was.
I've been busy. Yeah, I've been on assignment.
This is our assignment.
I've been tilling the ground.
Not tilling the ground.
I've been tilling my ground.
I feel you okay.
I've been, you know, chasing after the harvest.
Oh, bet. Mm-hmm. You've been chasing out.
Anyways, it's actually not been me. Rebecca's been moving, so.
I have been moving. Yeah. I'm in the middle of moving, but. We all know that's fun, but I'm really excited about the topic today because we're definitely going, we're getting into some things today.
Yeah.
Some serious things. Kaya has,
I don't know,
a very, very dramatic love life that we're going to dive into.
Wow. Wow.
So for all you people that are listening, I want to get some tea.
No.
Today is the tea. What's the tea?
We're not even getting into me. The thing is, like my love life, it's... I just laugh at it. It's just for entertainment.
No.
No, what it's been has just been for entertainment. Like, yeah, my friends use it as entertainment.
And no, I feel you.
I'm always taking one for the team, and that's 100%, okay.
100%, I feel like that too. I don't have one.
Yeah.
I don't even have one. Like, honestly, like...
Well, now, before you had a very...
Before I did, and it was like very crazy, but I feel like now, because I'm at the place where I know what I want... It's non-existent because one thing I will say about men right now is I respect y'all because when y'all come in and y'all hear like what I'm looking for or you guys catch on to like, okay, this girl is probably not for poppy shows, she's not for play. You just disappear. And I really, really applaud you guys for that.
No, some of them have the stamina.
The demons want to linger on, but they shall be casted out.
Okay. But we're not getting into my love life per se.
Well, I'm here for it. I have some questions.
Okay.
I have some questions people want to know.
I'm looking at your iPad and it's giving long. Let me let you guys in on a little secret. Sorry, we're going to get into the topic. Let me let you guys in on something. So Rebecca and I, we're similar, but we have very different personalities at the same time. So Rebecca, you know, she's an orange. If you haven't read Colorful Personalities, we'll keep telling you again. Go read that. She's very, you know, she can be very spontaneous and like she just has a lot in her and she just, you know, lets it out as it comes and she's inspired by different things and all that stuff. And me, I'm the one that like structures everything, you know, green. So I'll prepare. Yeah, I'm green. I'll prepare. I'll take my time. I'll write my notes. So usually I have like all my notes, everything prepared. Rebecca's like, yeah, I think I want to talk about this, but let's just see, like, you know, I'll just bounce off of you. And so now the funny thing is I'm just coming in. I have probably one main thing I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. And Rebecca has her whole iPad.
I do because I got ringed out last time.
Yeah.
I got ringed out because Kaya wants to control the ship, which I love when she does. Personally, I just love it. And she's like been literally doing all the background stuff. So like all the images, all the music, everything that you guys see is actually Kaya. It's not me. I just come here to talk and then I leave. But I was just telling her.
She has a lot of flavor.
But I was just telling her, like, I love potting with her. It's just fun. She's just an interesting young lady. But I have a few questions about your love life today because the people want to know.
No, I'm scared.
No, what's the tea? We want to know because you're young, you're beautiful, you're successful. So we just want to know, amen, like, if there's a nice guy behind the scenes.
Bye.
No?
Don't make me hang up this mic. Right.
Okay, so let's bring it in because you guys know what we've been up to. So I'm moving. Kaya is currently doing a few things. Let's get right into it. Okay, where do you want to start off? Because I have a few things that I would like to talk about. Okay, actually, you know what? Let's start off with our relationships because we have to talk about ourselves, our experiences. So let's talk about one of the first relationships that really impacted and shaped our identity. I can start off first because I've been around the block a little longer than yeah. you, Shadi.
I'm going to let you go.
You let me go? Okay, yeah. So I actually didn't know that relationships, especially romantic ones, actually really, really impact and shape you, especially as a woman, because I feel like now when I'm looking back and through a lot of counseling and therapy, I see that my mom's marriage literally gave me my identity. Mm. Like, you know, which was crazy. Well, my identity that I used to have, not now, obviously, because you guys already know them. Period.
That lip smack.
Period. Okay. Yeah, so that really shaped my identity a lot because, you know, I acted like her. I did a lot of things that I literally, my ex can tell you this, like I just was like my mom. Mm. Everything that she did for my earthly father, I did for him, which was overcompensate in every aspect, every place, every part of the relationship. I would always just like overcompensate and just do whatever I was told and lived in fear for like a really, really long time and put up with cheating. And you know what? I'm going to say this because that's not how I live anymore, but I remember, like, okay, so, well, my earthly father, let me give you guys some context. So my earthly father obviously was married to my, like, same dad. I have, like four siblings, same dad, though. Yeah. And my, you know, he thought that he could roam the streets and gallivant and violate my violate my mom. Yeah. And my mom was a really, really strong woman, like, really strong, just so hardworking, very caring, outgoing, outspoken. But when she was around my earthly father, like, she just turned into, like, just so small, you know what I mean? So I seen that growing up, and I have a really big personality. Yeah. I actually, like, I talk to things, I'm like, I'll say things with my actual entire chest. Yeah. But my, you know, my friends around me would always be like, yo, when you're with a guy, you're like hitched up under him. Like I'm a different person. Like that's how I used to be.
Is it you were forcing that, or that's a position like you wanted to take?
Subconsciously, I just did it because of what I saw my mom and like what I saw my mom do. Right. Yeah. So it, which is actually so crazy. And that really shaped my identity. And there's still like lingering parts of that that I'm still like going to therapy for and getting counseling for and asking God to help me with, because, you know, I was in like, I want to say 15 years. Yeah, 15 years. I was with this guy on and off for a really, really long time. 15 years. Girl. I'm 30 fine, y'all. Okay. Kyle's like 21.
It's giving relax.
Please. So yeah, I was with this person for a really, really long time, and it started off really well. And I was still myself when I met him. And I think that's what really drawed me to him. Like just how outspoken I was and just like always just being independent, just doing my own thing.
Like
and
you
just,
could still be yourself with
him? I could still be myself with him. But then of course he was demonic. So when he seen the light that I had, he sucked it all out of me. So, you know, I turned into this like little person, and no one understood it all around me, because you're like, when I was with him, I'd be like calm, like I'd be like, yes, like yes, Samasa.
No,
yeah, it was one of those, oh, like, you know, Lord. What I mean, because I just, because what I seen my mom do was overcompensate and stay with somebody just out of not wanting to be alone and not wanting, you know, to bring in another man to raise her kids. But for me, it came out as like, you know, I lost who I was. I didn't know who I was. I was with this guy, I was really young. So that relationship really molded my identity. And when I came out of that relationship, I was hard, like harder than I was, like really hard around the edges. My wall was up. I had no self-esteem.
Wait, why did you go, through such a switch, like where so where's the real you?
Well, so that's what I'm getting to. Yeah. Now I don't know who I am. I don't know anything about like who
not
I
now,
am.
Not now, but at that
time. Well, at that time, at that time, my enemy didn't know who the heck I was. Yeah. I didn't know. Like, I just knew that I had no confidence at all. Like, I had no confidence, and I just hated myself. And that's just a real word. Like, I'm trying to be as like transparent as I possibly can. Like, I really just hated who I had become. And I was with him for like my really young years, where those years really matter, right? Like, you're supposed to be growing, experiencing good things, like shaping who you are. And I'm with this guy, chasing him around the city, trying to be a ride or die chick. If you ride, you will die. For anybody that's listening, you ride, you will die. Do not ride. Only ride for Jesus, okay? Do not ride for these men. Any guy that wants to throw that thing around, like, I thought he was down for me. No, let his homies be down for him.
Yeah.
And that's just that on that. But anyway, so I did all that thing. So I came up with this identity, and like that relationship was my identity. Like it was me. And if you've seen me, you've seen him. You know what I mean? And that's what I, like, I stayed in it for, because I didn't know who I was. So I was living in his shadow, and it was very popular. So, you know, that was like another thing I wanted to be with him, because I was like, oh, like, you know, this is all I can get.
Yeah.
And of course, just seeing what my mom went through, I did the same thing now looking back. But thank God when I got out of that situation, well, even when I got out of that situation, I ended up in a like situationship that, you know, just lasted for like,
so what was that, the same, that situationship, was that like a repetition, like you were living in that guy's shadow too, or you
not living? No, never.
So you carried your personality or your whatever.
I was just in a place of like not having confidence, and that, you know, came out as like literally there'd be times where I'm just like, well, I wasn't really in a relationship. It was like a situationship. Like it was like a thing. Yeah, he didn't claim me. And this is my thing though. Let me get into this. Like he didn't claim me, but he didn't claim me because he knew I wasn't claiming myself. Because any day on any given day, baby, you will not be seen with me. And you know that. Come on. I'm not even trying to toot my horn over here. Just saying. And he knew that. So he took advantage that, yo, this girl doesn't know who she is and doesn't, you know what I mean? So he really took like me for a ride, you know what I mean? And like things that I would have never did, and just trying to overcompensate. And like we've already talked about that, even like friendships, like that's just what I went through life doing. Could you imagine overcompensating for people all the time? It was so draining. It was just so draining, and everybody knew. People can smell someone that's weak and broken from a mile away, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And they're going to take advantage of it naturally, because they're human beings, unless you find like someone really like a good person that really wants to help you out, which there's not many people out there like that. So, you know what I mean? So that was my identity for like years, like all my 20s. I always say that to you guys, like it was a blur. I didn't know what the heck was happening. And the crazy thing about
that, just shape-shifting.
Exactly. It's actually like giving mind bender. For sure. But you know, the hard part is, and I want to be really transparent. So for like any young ladies and any young men that are listening to this, like the hard part about it is you can go through all that. And of course I have life experiences, and you know, there's so much that God is going to use me for. But when you do go through that and you don't have anybody guiding you or leading you, because that time I wasn't really serious about my faith. I knew who God was, but I wasn't really like serious about my faith. It you fight for your life when you're older.
Yeah.
It's not a joke, because now, like when I turned 30 is like, I feel like I was literally a zombie for 10 years.
Yeah.
When I woke up and I was 30, that's when I was like, what the is going on? What is happening? Like I was in a twilight zone, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now you're picking up the pieces, you're doing the work. And it's not like little work that you can do when you're younger. You know what I mean? No, this is like serious, like in counseling all the time. Like, you know what I mean? You need to be mentored at this age. A lot of things that you were supposed to do when you're younger and experiences that you were supposed to have, you don't have. So now you're trying to catch up, right? So, you know, to avoid trauma, we hope that this podcast will help you if you're in a situation like I used to be, so that you can really come out of that and really see like who you are and things like that.
Yeah. You know what so I mean? From like what you said, I know obviously there's a lot of things that affected like who you were at that time and what you were going through.
Yeah.
But what I took away like specifically in regards to your identity, was it because, like, was a big factor because you were jumping from relationship to relationship? Because for me, like, this, the way that I see it, I don't really trust people, like, you know, women or men that are just always in relationships. Like, if you're, like, when you're young, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
But once you, you know, begin your first official, serious, long-term relationship, and if I see that you're, like, jumping from relationship to relationship, I don't trust that I'm interacting with the real you.
Well, that's true. But I only had two. I had one.
But they were still very long. Right?
Yeah, they were.
And then you went from one practically right into the other. So you never had time to actually be you, because it wasn't until those relationships ended where you were able
to actually, you know, look at that.
Yeah, to look at it from like a, you know, outside point of view.
Yeah.
And then actually get to analyze it.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel like that jumping from relationships is also what pretty much damaged your identity, or
100%. Yeah, for sure. Because you're looking for somewhere to belong. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But of course that also comes with like me feeling abandoned as a child from my earthly father, right? And him not being there for me. So looking for that automatically, just subconsciously, like looking for that in a man. Mm. And my ex, the one that I was with before, like the situation that I got into or whatever, he was flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone, like my earthly father, everything, his mannerisms, everything were like him, right? The way he would take advantage and just suck you dry. Like, you know what I mean? It was like my earthly father. So I thought, I was like, yeah, I want to settle down here. You know what I mean? Because it was familiar.
It's familiar, yeah.
It was familiar, yeah. But that's like kind of my thing. But like, girl, I'm gonna have to write a book on that because it's like, it's giving like mad trauma. But I, you know, the one thing is that there is hope when you come out of those situations. But one thing I will say too is you gotta let people when you're younger, for all the young people, like 20 and under and then 20 and up, like all the way to 25, like I know you're living your best life. You know what I mean? You're out here living your best life, but like when,
we're in a recession right now,
girl, people out here living their best lives. But when if you're in a situation and someone's telling you something and your friends are telling you something, if they have some type of wisdom, your parents, those people love you. Like those people are really trying to help you because you don't want to go down the path that I went through. Like I wish I always tell myself, I'm like, damn, like I wish I could go back and get my 20s back. You know what I mean? Like 20s is a time for exploration and just like in life. Like in education, whatever you want to do. But if you're after here hitched up under some man, especially the man that's not for you, you're gonna wake up at 30 and you're gonna be like, Lord Father God, what have I done? But that's how it shaped and molded my identity for a really, really long time, because the relationship was my identity at the time.
Yeah, and I feel like because people are so desperate to cling on and not lose the relationship, like it could be from any sort of trauma. Yeah, maybe from abandonment. Mm-hmm. Or even I've realized that people will cling on to relationships because they have seen, like, let's say possibly their parents mm-hmm. are a great example of relationship and they want to replicate that, right? But possibly they're not there yet. This person could now, let's say they get into a relationship and the relationship might be kind of crazy. Or maybe it's just not the relationship for them or what mm-hmm. they're supposed to be doing at the time. But because they see, oh no, my parents have such a great relationship, and you see it all the time. Oh yeah, like I want to be like my parents. I love their relationship. I love their love. And that's great. That's all wonderful. But also apply wisdom. Because that does not mean that you have to be with that person or in a relationship now. And I've seen so many people cling onto like some relationships.
Wasteful relationships. Yeah, some
that they're wasting their time or they're just not, they're not pursuing things that they should be pursuing. They're not investing in themselves as they should be. They're so focused on investing in a relationship because that's become like an idol to them. That's become like the definition. It is a lot of women, mostly. You see it in a lot of women.
And we're not here to cut y'all down, but we're just talking the facts.
No, but that's also how society has made it, right? Yeah. So women's ideal, like their markers for life or whatever you want to call
marriage,
it.
Yeah, children.
Marriage, children. So they're always looking to relationships, but men as well, right? We'll see, oh, like I love how my dad was with this, or I love mm-hmm. how my mom treated my dad, how she cared for the mm-hmm. household. So I can't wait to find
a
my
woman
wife,
like that.
Right? And they make that whole thing their identity. And then now they step into a relationship and they're not investing in themselves as a person.
Yeah.
They're only investing in the relationship. So now, God forbid, that relationship scatters. Oof. And now there's a big identity crisis. 100%. And I see it. Like women, it's more overt. You see how they are, mm-hmm. you know, heartbroken. But men, it might not be overt, but it's very, very,
it
very
goes
deep.
Down. It goes down
it's
to the roots.
It's very deep, you know. And
yeah,
and I didn't even want to bring this
up. But it's true.
I did not want to bring this up. And I'm upset it just came to my mind.
Listen, so it's my time.
Maybe the Holy Spirit loves you.
It's my time.
I know you know what I'm going to talk
about.
Yes,
I know.
Yeah, just like the meme of Michael B. Jordan, you know. Of
he looked like he was crying.
He looked like he was going through hell.
Like my baby.
And the thing is, okay.
Period.
Let's be respectful.
No, it's my baby.
Anyways.
It's my time.
anyways, and it's so funny because I've seen guys, and you won't know until you have the access to talk to them, because they'll look fine, but they're going through it. It's like they lost a piece of themselves because they invested that, they invested in the wrong place, right? Not to say that investing yourself in a relationship is bad, but you have to know the right one, the right time. Like you have to be very wise about it, because
100%
that is a big thing.
And I feel like just to piggyback on that, I don't think they were having the right conversations, obviously, because how is it that you guys are together for a year and now you want to, like, come on, like the conversations need to be had besides you guys taking these pictures and throwing footballs and calling each other turtle. Now you're Anyways, it is my time. I could be Jordan. I'm single and ready to mingle whenever you like.
Anyways.
I'm the one that the Lord has called for you.
He did not call you. Listen, stay in your house.
Listen, and you know what? Kaya doesn't want to talk about this because she thinks it's a done situation, but I want to add my think piece to this because I think what I don't like that I'm seeing is the fact that people are like, oh, she's young and she wants to explore. And why can't she explore? And why is she a bad person? Because we don't know what happened, but I'm just going to go off the narrative of what people are saying happened. Like she mm-hmm. left him because he proposed and obviously he wants something serious. He's 35. She's 25. Bro, I need everybody to stop saying that Lori Harvey's the it girl. And I'm not hating on her. She's not the it girl. It's a narrative that she has made. Or somebody has taught her how to make, and she's running and she's living by it. Really, it's the internet.
She's smart though, because
why is she smart? Explain this to me. Because you're young too, so I want to.
She took advantage of the situation,
and that's smart, or is that selfish and mean?
It's both.
How is that smart?
Because it's you can see an opportunity. Because at the end,
but why would you want to see somebody a man as an opportunity? Because this is the kind of stuff.
Listen, I don't even know the full details.
No, but we're just on the outside what it looks like.
Yeah.
Why would you want to see a man as an opportunity? Because this is what men talk about.
The thing is, like, we have to realize,
are you dating for love?
She is. I'm sure there's some love in there, but we have to realize she is a socialite. Like, she's not an actor. She's a businesswoman with her little skincare line. It's giving winners, but
it's giving mad winners.
But anyways, but she is a socialite. She's not a singer. She's not an actor. Mm-hmm. You know, she's just a socialite, pretty much. Yeah. Right. So it's not like him where
he's established.
If he's getting into a relationship, well, still they can do it for PR. But him, if he's getting into a relationship, he already has his career established. Mm-hmm. So it's mostly for love. Rather,
as for her,
yeah, she needs to get up there because really it was just the black people that knew about Lori Harvey. Yeah,
that's now, big facts.
Now
she's at like the film festivals. Yeah,
she's at Cannes. She's
Met
at
Gala.
Yeah, Met Gala. She wasn't getting those invites before.
Mm-hmm.
And I called it, like, that's what it is.
Me too. I called that.
But at the same time, maybe her intentions or whatever is are more like overt and people can see it. But people go into relationships all the time with, I'm not saying it's good, but people do that all the time. So it is what it is, like.
I know 100%. I think everybody's kind of looking at Michael B. Jordan like, it is what it is. You should have known better. As a grown man, I feel like, come on. Like, you cannot change women.
Yeah, but she's very, very slick. She's very smart.
And I think, I don't think it's smart. I think it's easy peasy. It's like, I don't know why women are looking at her and saying she's smart. It's 1 + 1 = 2, bro.
No, but
she has a narrative that she's upkeeping. So she's, even in like the black community, she was dating the big guys in the black community, not like people that people look up to.
So then you're calling him slow for not catching on.
100%. He needs to be held accountable. But at the same time, it opens up another topic because men are like, well, this is what women do. And now he's going to be a savage. And no, one thing I will not say is that it's not because of Lori Harvey that this man's gonna turn into a savage. You knew what it was. She fed his ego for sure. So they gave each other, both did something. Yeah. But the fact that she just, I'm listen, Michael, I'm here. I will dry all your tears because I definitely still have those tears. I will dry all you. But for all the young ladies that are listening, listen, you do not have to be like Lori Harvey. She is not the it girl. Do whatever you want to do, what works best for you. You don't have to be with every rapper, every athlete. Obviously, there is definitely some trauma there. If you actually read her mother's story and her story and her family's entire story, there's trauma there.
Yeah.
So this is not smart. I know a lot of women like, oh yeah, she's getting to the bag. Da-da-da. Using and dumping somebody is not the best way to go. Like, you know what I mean? We're not promoting that, but we're just saying it's a very interesting topic. I wanted to thank you for allowing me to speak about this
because I'm upset. The Holy Spirit is what it must is. Have dropped it in my heart because I did it not want to It is what it is. Up. Anyways.
But I have something that I would like to dive deep into.
Go ahead.
I'm lowering my voice because that's just the vibe we're going with now.
You're going to raise it again. Yeah. Don't lie.
I want to talk about intimacy in relationships.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da. Intimacy.
To be honest, that's where I was going to go to.
Okay. Well, we have like... We talked about this a little bit. So right now in society, what do you think that society thinks intimacy is?
Oh, well, to society, as I was saying to you before, like people, as soon as they hear intimacy, they just think of physical intimacy being sex. Yeah. Okay. You didn't even let me finish.
Sex. No, I'm joking.
Yeah. Society just thinks of physical intimacy, mm-hmm. but that's just one aspect of intimacy. And I feel like that's why, like I was saying to you, I won't complete my phrase, but that's why so many people don't actually have relationships.
Yeah.
They have partners.
Yeah.
I don't
Robots, sex yeah. bots. That's what they have. Yeah.
They have partners. Most people don't actually have relationships, right? Because yeah. if you, I'm not saying, anyways, if you, mm-hmm. you know, talk to a lot of, I'll say from the perspective of women, if you mm-hmm. talk to a lot of women and you ask them about, especially young women, you ask them about their partners, like what they do or what, you know, what's so special or great about their relationship, a lot of women will complain to you that they don't feel a certain level of intimacy or they don't feel seen or they don't, you know, feel like their partner knows them or that they, you know, like they that there's something missing.
They're looking for that intimacy.
Yeah, like it was great. And that's why you see, that's why like infatuation is such a terrible thing because it'll build you up in the beginning. There'll be so much love and fun, everything, you know, date nights, mm-hmm. everything's so fun and flirty and all that stuff. But there's no substance yeah. in the relationship because people don't know how to develop intimacy. And so the other facets of intimacy, there's emotional intimacy.
Yeah.
There's mental intimacy. There's spiritual intimacy.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're missing those factors, when you're just thinking about physical intimacy, that's where you're missing the majority. You're missing what actually makes a relationship, right?
Yeah.
And something that I've learned that like I had a revelation of why so many women, because even for myself, like I would always try and think, why do some of these things, yeah. you know, not work out? Or why am I so opposed to some mm-hmm. relationships? Because to me, honestly, for a while, like relationships did not interest me because I feel like there was nothing for me to gain. Mm-hmm. Not in relationships itself, but just in when I would like try a relationship or mm-hmm. whatever, I realized that I was like the infatuation was not taking me more than
yeah.
more than the week. Like after yeah. the week I was done, like, because to me the relationship wasn't going
anywhere.
Yeah. And not to say that person, actually I'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much what I realized is that I was going in with expectations. And so it's two parts because it's really what the person has and mm-hmm. then also your expectations.
Yeah.
So when you're in a relationship. So I realized that I was going in with the wrong expectations based off of the person, because I would always feel like, oh, I don't, you know, I don't feel seen or I don't feel that this is really giving me much. Like, I don't feel like there's depth
here
in this relationship. I don't feel like there's, you know, something of substance here. And then I realized, like thinking back to my relationships, why I was missing that intimacy or why, like it was so hard for me to really like go there, connect with people, was because of a lack of identity, not even on my part though, because what I realize is that somebody can really only know you as much as they know themselves.
It's true.
Right. And I was expecting so much. I was expecting this person to, you know, like, care or like find interest or like trying to dig deep into me and not, but yeah, to, you know, to like, you know, show that interest and show inquiry, yeah, and all those stuff. Like not just the pursuit, but
I think that's just a word for it, but I definitely know what you mean, because really when you sound about,
when I think about some of my close relationships, mm-hmm. there's no physical
yeah exactly,
you know, there,
exactly,
but they are deep, like mm-hmm. Those are people that I can say know deep parts mm-hmm. about me, and those are people that I can feel intimacy
with
right, and mm-hmm. it's not in any weird way, but I can feel intimacy there because one, I know that I know myself and I trust and I understand that they know themselves as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when you know yourself to a deeper level, when you understand yourself, then you're interested in knowing somebody. But when you only know yourself at a surface level, then you're going to think that that person only goes so far as well, right?
Exactly. You approach them the same way.
Yeah, because you talk to some guys and it's literally like you're talking to a pencil. Like
a pencil?
Tool. A pencil's even nice because at least a pencil has the pencil part in the eraser.
Yeah.
That's even two layers.
That's two functions. Yo.
But like it's so dry because they don't.
There's nothing else.
There's nothing there. They haven't explored themselves. They haven't asked deep questions. They haven't like taken a look back at their childhood. They haven't reflected or tried to understand who they are, why they are, what's affected them. And so when you try and, you know, you're asking somebody that doesn't understand themselves, hasn't even you know, done introspection, now you want them to understand and your deepness and your depth and the work
that you've done.
They can't, right? No,
they can't. And I think that the crazy thing about, I love that you brought that up, because I think the crazy thing about that is that us women, we internalize it. There's two things, right? Mm-hmm. It could be he's just not that into you. That's a great book. You guys should read it. Mm-hmm. It's old. It's been around for a really long time, but it's actually there's a great book. There's a movie too where, yeah, he could just not be that into you. You know what I mean? But then there's also that level that you're talking about where they don't have the capacity to know who you are.
And so that's why when people say, oh, if he wanted to, he would, I don't believe in that.
That's not always
true. Some people want to, possibly they want to, but they don't have the capacity.
They don't have to.
Some people want to, they just don't.
But you know what the cool thing is, that, you know, just going back to what you said, you know, if it's not that he's just not that into you, and he is, and he doesn't have the capacity to, and things like, we as women need to stop internalizing and beating ourselves up and thinking like we're not it. We're not popping because this guy is not texting us, or, you know, not talking to us, or we're not sharing intimacy. Because I know for me, something just happened. Like, I started talking to somebody, just like talking. And, you know, like the text is it's just like the love bombing that you were talking about. It was like really, really good at the starting. Yeah. And then it kind of just like slowed down. And then like some part of my brain was like, oh, it's because you ain't got it like you used to, you know what I mean? But then I had to like snap out of like, no, this person doesn't even seem like they might even have substance, or might even,
that's,
you know,
as far as they can go.
Yeah, once
they pour out all their love bombing, then
it's like
else.
There's nothing else to, you know what I mean? So as women, like, we really, really have to be like constant of that, and just know that it's not always us, like, you know what I mean? Because I feel like a lot of times, like, you know, and we do it to ourselves too as women, like in the group chat when we get together, it's like, you know, I don't know if he was really feeling me. No, like, you got to really speak life and just know that it's not always about you. I love that you said that, because it could be a couple things. There's a couple layers here. He's just not into you, or he doesn't even know who he is. And I love that. And people need to know, and this is just a fact, physical intimacy is the lowest form of intimacy.
It's really the lowest form.
It's the lowest form of intimacy. It is. And this is not because, like, this is like, Kai's way younger than me, and she's, you know, these guys are out here, so I'm sure she's talked to a few people. And then there's someone, like, I'm not the oldest person, but I'm like, in, you know, I'm in my 30s, like, you know what I mean? So talking to men that are my age too, you know, I mean, it's giving
scary.
It's giving scary. And I just feel like, as women, there are some women too that, because they want to, they're looking for that intimacy, you know, on a deeper level, they think that they can start with physical intimacy and it'll grow. It doesn't work that way. And I know a lot of people are saying, free your body, be who you are, and like, love your, you know, do whatever you want. This is not the slut walk. This is not Amber Rose. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody needs to come out here and tell y'all that it doesn't work that way.
Because when you think of your relationship, like,
it doesn't work that way.
When you think of your relationship, what are you going to need 10 years down the line?
Come on.
Like, the physical stuff, yeah, that's great, but that's not what's going to carry you when life gets hard, you know? If you have a partner that you can't, like, you can't express those emotions with, you guys can't understand each other on that level, you can't dive deep, you know, on a spiritual level, they can't, you need somebody there that can support you, that can, you know, strengthen you on the back end. I'm so sorry.
And that's just the truth. Like, I don't know why everybody, you know, before, and this is real, and this is just me being transparent, when I was younger and I was dating a certain somebody, another reason why I hated myself is because he was a very sexually active guy, and I had lost my virginity to him, and I didn't know how to do nothing. So he taught me everything that I knew about sex at that time. Yeah. And, you know, he would always, like, he cheated on me all the time, but he would always, like, rub it in my face about how much I didn't know. And, you know, I wanted to, like,
it's giving grooming,
right? You know what I mean? How much I didn't know. You know, he would tell me that, like, I did this because you're not this, da 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 da. And then here's me,
and
young,
have nothing to,
and I
compare
have
it to,
I have nothing to compare it to. And a lot of women are in that situation, young or old or middle age, whatever. You know, if you're with somebody that, like, is super sexually active, and that's their main focus, and that's where they want to, like, connect with you with, sis, walk away. Because if that's not your vibe, that's not your vibe. But that doesn't say anything about you. And it just really drills back down to the identity thing. Like, so many women build their identities off other people that don't even know who they are.
Yeah, that's a, well, men too.
Well, like, men too.
Off of their own friends, and then off of women too.
It's a herd mentality.
We don't see it, but the men be going crazy over these women.
Oh, 100%. And it always be... Yeah. It always be, it always, and you know what, you can, and that's not even to, and that's not even to like bring anybody down, but there is a prototype right now that a lot of men are looking to, you know what I mean? Like a baddie and all, I don't even know what a baddie is. I don't even have time for that. But for me, when I see a guy that's looking for that or is interested in that, you're not for
it
me.
Just, it just shows me you don't know yourself.
It's, you don't know yourself. It's not for me. You're still developing. You're still developing, and it's not on my time that you're going to come develop because I'm not building a bear.
But I feel, I just really sense that someone is asking after like what I said about if the guy doesn't have the capacity to, you know, offer that to you. I feel somebody just asking, like, okay, what do I do? You know, like, I really like him, or how do I discern?
I'm asking this. You school me, sis.
How do I discern when, you know,
to cut it off?
Yeah, when to cut it off or when to give it time, right? Because some people, you might have to just give them time. Maybe they're just not yet there.
Yeah.
They're just not there yet. But while others, they're just not going to be there either for a while or they're not going to be there for you.
Yeah.
Right? And I think what you really need to do is you really need to develop your own identity, and you need to be okay with, you need to be okay with somebody not conforming or, you know, choosing you or like,
talk about it. Because
women always want to be the one that changes the man.
Yes.
Or they always want to be, even, you know, even some guys want to be the one that, oh yeah, she's out here, but you know, with me, she's like this. I hear guys say
all
the
time,
I want her to be out there, you know, running stuff, but at home, like just crazy talk. But anyways, the thing is, how do you discern it is you need to be confident and steady in yourself. If you're shaking and someone else is coming rumbling, you're gonna tip over, you know. But if you are standing on solid ground, you know who you are, you're confident in who you are, how somebody else comes and treats you is going to be how you teach them. But if you don't know your own worth, you don't even know who you are, what your values are, what you take, what you don't take, your boundaries, you don't know none of that, then you're going to take whatever people give you, right? And that's a problem. Like something that I had to learn very, very, very early. I don't know. I honestly, it probably could have started out of trauma. I won't even lie to you, because a lot of the relationships in my life, like around me, not my personal relationships, but were very traumatic, right? I saw a lot of the negative end of what men would do. So to me, I honestly never respected men for like a while in my life. So there was a point, there was this one crazy, crazy guy, God is dealing with him, crazy guy that pretty much like tried to groom me, but God sweeped me out. Anyways, after that situationship, whatever it was, there was a point where I just realized that I actually am not here like chasing a relationship.
Yeah.
And I made the decision that any guy I talk to or any relationship I go to, I'm going to be 100% myself. And to me, it was just the best strategy to clear out who is for me and who's not for me.
Yeah.
Because when I'm authentically myself, the people that cannot take me, they're gonna leave. They're not gonna be able to stand around, right? It's not me being harsh or pushing anybody away. Like I made sure I was conscious of everything that I was saying, everything I was doing. Like, cause a lot of the times, you know, when you go into a relationship or you're talking to a guy and you're always switching your answers.
Oh,
you're saying what sounds nice. Come on. You're saying like, you know, you're saying what you think they want to
hear.
And I will always like, even if it came to my mind and say, oh, like that would sound nice. Like, like, oh yeah, you know, I have so much to do. I'd be like, No, I'm just at home chilling. Like
I want the soft life.
Like I will tell you straight. I will tell you straight up, because it gives me the clearer the knot to know that you're for it or you're not.
You're not for it.
Because if I'm here lying to you, then we're going to be lying to each other.
And like, then it's like giving long lies, just, white lies. Just, I don't remember.
No, because then after the fact, and when I return to my original state, now you'll be looking at me like, who is this person? Right? So to me, it's like,
I love
when
that.
You commit to being, when you get to know yourself, first of all, you get to know yourself and then you accept who you are.
Yeah.
And then you commit to being your authentic self.
I love that.
You're going to get the best out of how you're going to get the best out of life. How
and
people
that's
treat
platonic
you.
Platonic people.
Yeah, like, yeah. How people treat you is going to be the best, because the people that are for you are going to treat, you're going to receive the most love out of them.
And right? I love that.
And then the people that aren't for you, you're going to avoid those headaches and those relationships. It's just going to be peaceful.
It is going to be peaceful. I hope you guys really listen to that, because that's a word right there. It's so true. I feel like we try to put our best, like I was talking to somebody the other night actually, and it was just so crazy because I was authentically just myself. And the person's like, oh, you're so rough around the edges. And I'm like, this is just who I am.
To you.
Maybe. Yeah. And then I said,
we're not for each other.
Exactly. And I said, this is just who I am. This is what you get. And I'm not changing it. And he's like, oh, we'll see down the line. I said, well, I mean, okay, you can be a prophet, but I mean, if you're a prophet, then you'll know that this is just who I am. And yeah. I authentically just love being who I am because I couldn't even change it if I wanted to. Like, I can act all prim and proper for like a little bit. Then it's like, I'm just going to come out and it's just going to be me. Rah, rah. And it's going to be rah, rah. And you're just going to be like, oh, what happened? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So I love that. And I hope that women and men hold on to that. Yeah. I think that, of course, like when we go on our first couple dates and stuff like that, like, you know, we're reserved. We have our walls up and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But like Kaya said, just to be your authentic self.
Yeah.
Like, because Kaya's a soft babe and she's going to let you know that she's a soft babe and she wants a soft life. I want a soft life too. Period. And I don't, like, I'm rah-rah, but I want a soft life.
Yeah.
I want my man to come home with gifts. I want my man to wine me and dine me.
No, that is something. It's funny because whenever I talk to guys, you guys are going to know my trick now. Whenever I talk to guys, I always make jokes about money. I always talk about money. Like, and when people say they're afraid to ask for money, like, I don't care because, one, if you like me, why aren't you giving me what?
Period.
Why
Dior me.
Yeah, why if aren't you adore me, Dior what me. I like. Two, I know that I'm a very generous person.
Period.
I love to give. I don't like seeing people in
need. I don't like
seeing people have a need and they can't meet it. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't like being around that. So I love to give. I don't like stingy people.
Oh,
so,
I can't do stingy.
So one of my main things is I'll always talk about money. If it makes you uncomfortable, it's going to let me know.
Weed you
what
out.
Kind of, yeah, it's going to let me know what kind of person you are. So I'll always make jokes because the thing is, if you make jokes about money, like my friends, anybody around me can tell you, like, you ask for things. If I can do it and it's not, like, out of wisdom, if it's, like, you know, it's wise, it's a wise decision, whatever, I'll do my best to do it. Sometimes I even go, overboard. Beyond,
yeah.
But I really, like, that's something that I practice doing because I'm not going to be caught up with anybody.
No.
So I'm not afraid. I'll talk about money.
Period.
I'll ask you for things.
That's
it. And if you want to say no, if it's boundaries, whatever, that's
cool. Of course,
cool. But if I catch your stingy,
pack it up and go. And like, I don't know why women are scared to talk about money.
What's the worst thing? You say no?
Because men will be like, oh, you want me to do this because what?
No,
you
baby.
Want me to do this? Baby, no. If you don't do it, somebody else will. Get out of the line.
If they don't do it, God will.
God will. Listen, God is always going to do it. And he's always doing it. But if God wants to send it in human form.
Exactly.
Okay. Like, I don't know why men get so uncomfortable when it comes to like money. I'm very upfront.
Yeah.
Because you can't give me anything I don't already have.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, I can get, if I'm asking you for it or you want to get it for me or whatever, I can get it for myself. So it's not like now I'm going to come ask you for a G-Wagon.
Exactly.
I don't have a G-Wagon. You understand what I'm saying? But if you got it, you want to give it, come on, I receive it. But what I'm saying is that I just feel like men make women feel so uncomfortable when it comes to asking for, like, you know, ask, if you adore me, Dior me, period. That's just what it is. And like Kaya said, she's very generous and I'm very generous too. So it's not gonna be like, oh, just Dior me, I'm not gonna do nothing for you. Like, I'm that babe that's gonna come home with just because gifts. Like, I'm that type of girl, you know what I mean? So it's not gonna be like, oh, like, just hand in hand every day, my hand's out. No, my hand's never out.
Yeah.
If you want to bless me, bless me. If you don't want to. But the men that get so uptight when it comes to, and I understand that's their experiences and stuff like that, but that's a really easy way for us to weed you guys out. So if you're listening and you want to get at the kid, okay, please do not be scared about speaking about money. Because if you are, you got to go. Like my dad said, if you're dating a guy and you're looking around and you can't really pinpoint to something that he's gotten you, he ain't the one. And that's not being material. That's just off wisdom. You know what I mean? Because a lot of women out here want to pay car notes. A lot of women out here want to do 50-50.
Not I.
Do you want to touch that today? 50? We're not doing 50-50. No. I'm just letting you know that we are not doing 50-50.
Not in this economy.
We're not. And maybe one day we'll talk, me and Kaya will like get together again and talk about, you know, gender roles and like things like that in relationships. But I'm just letting you guys know we're not doing 50-50 today. And that's just, and it's not going to change.
Yeah. But just a lot of relationships, like, people lack identity. People
100%.
You can see it. People lack awareness. And it's
awareness.
So, it's so sad because it's just like you're putting yourself in a situation where you're not getting the best of what you deserve. You're not getting the best of yourself, and you're not giving the best of yourself, and you're not getting the best of that relationship or a relationship, right? Because why are you putting yourself in situations where you're not being true to yourself or where you don't even know, you know? And not to say you have to have everything figured out, because I'm still learning.
Yeah, we're still learning.
And when I'm learning, I'm not afraid to say that. I'm not afraid to say, actually, I changed my mind on something, or I realize that.
But the fundamentals, though, should be there.
Yeah, but your fundamentals, you need to know what you stand for, what you don't. You need to know your boundaries. You know, you need to know what you want.
Yeah.
Right? So many people don't know what they want. They just take anything.
It's giving that right now, honestly. Like, a lot of women and men don't know what they want, and they're just taking what is out there. And I think that another thing that I really want to touch on, because we said we were going to do this for 30 minutes, but, you know, we'd be going. And Kai is over here dropping gems. But I hope that you guys are following, because I really want to, like, continue to, like, beat this in. Like, you got to really know who you are when you're in a relationship, yeah, and know what you're bringing to the table, and not being shy, and don't dim your light, because you're like, you know, you might be talking to somebody and they're not bringing nothing to the table, mm-hmm, but you always have to know what you bring to the table and who you are and what your boundaries are. Yeah. Like, a lot of women don't have boundaries. Yeah. And men too. Like, you need to know what your boundaries are. Boundaries don't make you a selfish person.
I think men have a lot more boundaries.
It's not boundaries that they have. Men will just say no to that. Like, you know what I mean? It's not really boundaries.
Maybe it's not. But men be knowing how to say no.
Oh, 100%. They do. But it's no.
Yeah, women,
yesterday, I don't know. Maybe no tomorrow.
Maybe it's societal. I don't know.
It is.
Because even for me, there was a time where I had to sit myself down and say, you know, you don't like,
want
to, like,
do this.
You know, you don't want to do this. Like, say no. Like, what? Like, that's your right. People can't take that away from you. You need to stand on that, right?
You have to.
Yeah. Like, I and really men have respect to
women that do that.
Yeah.
Men, that's the one thing about a guy. And you guys, 100%. I don't know if you guys heard Yemi say this. Maybe it was off the record, but Yemi said it. When a man sees you, he knows.
Yeah.
He knows.
This was off record.
This is off record. Like, he knows. Like, you don't have to second guess. Yeah. You know when you're talking to somebody and you're second guess, like, does this guy really? This is after some time, of course.
Yeah,
If you have to know.
If you have to second guess, you have to ask yourself. Yeah, he doesn't like you.
He
wants nothing to do.
And he doesn't want nothing to do with you. And it's giving play. Yeah. It's giving spare time. You don't want to ever be any man's spare time. As a woman, stand on what your values are. Stand on who you are. Mm-hmm. Stand on everything that you've said, because at the end of the day, men respect that.
Yeah.
They might say, like, you know, they might, a lot of guys that I've dated that have tried to, like, you know, really violate me, or have violated me, or really hurt me, like, in, like, deep, my deepest parts, when I really sit back and reflect on them, it's because they were just trying to dim my light.
Yeah.
They knew I had it before I even knew I had it. And they knew, like, this girl got because something.
Because it ruins their plans.
100%. It ruins their plans. So when you meet another, like, now if I met a decent guy that was like, this girl has it, I want to keep this, because a lot of those men, you guys didn't have wisdom. Don't double back. Okay? Blocked. Block. Do not double back. Period.
Don't spin the block.
Don't spin the block around here, because
your tires will be deflated.
That's just on Jesus. But I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Women, stand on what, and don't let, like, a lot of times you're like, oh yeah, like, this girl's so hard. That damsel in distress stuff, in what world does that work?
No,
girls are living by that.
Yeah, no, I used to hear that a lot. Now I don't care.
Yeah, like, the damsel in distress, like Kaya said, I really do feel that. That's such a gem, Kaya, because just being yourself will get you where you need to go.
It just makes life so easy, because you're not worried, oh wait, how was I with this person, or how am I going to be in this relationship?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to be who I am, and the people that will take me. The people that won't, then they aren't made for me. And it's not even on a stubbornness thing.
No, like, it's not.
It's not like, oh, this is who I am, I'm not changing. No. I have the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit's working
Thank
in me.
You.
God will correct me. I also have mentors, you know, spiritual authority that are guiding me. And I have people around me. Like, I'm open. I'm still discovering myself. Mm-hmm. But at the core, I know who I am. I know what I stand for. I know what I want. And so I'm going to make that known. And that's me having integrity too, right?
Thank you.
That's me standing. Because I can't stand, like, I just can't stand it when I see people, you know, doing things, or even myself, like, mm-hmm, I just, you feel a certain type of way, you know, when it's like, you feel a certain way about somebody or whatever, mm-hmm, or you feel a certain way about a certain thing. Mm-hmm. And then you go against that feeling, you go against your gut feeling, or your values. Like, mm-hmm, you don't feel right.
Right.
You don't
feel good, if you have a conscience,
right? If you have a conscience, like, you don't feel right. So now imagine in a relationship, you're taking things that you know you would not take. You're in a relationship that you know does not suit you, that does not fit you. You're behaving a certain way that you know is not true to you. Like, you can't feel at peace.
No, you will never feel at peace.
But you feel so at peace, and you get the best out of life when you understand who you are.
Yes.
You're aware, you accept who you are, and you live in that. Like, there's so much freedom.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much peace. Like, now the people around me, like, I... you know, I have so many great, genuine yeah. relationships because mm-hmm. I can trust that they know me, they're taking me for who I am. Who and they are. Actually, you know, accept me. I'm not scared that, oh, if I stop acting this, like this type way, of way, I'm going to lose this relationship. No.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's not what it is. And also don't be afraid to be alone, because when you're transitioning and you're moving into this space and yeah. this realm that we're talking about, there's going to be an alone period.
Talk about
like
that
Kaya
more.
Can talk yeah. about that. Like,
no,
you know what I mean?
Talk about, you're the one that came out of the relationships and yeah. you had to be alone. Exactly. Honestly, I've always been alone.
Yeah. Like I have to. I had to be alone. No, like I had to be alone. But me and Kaya talk about that a lot because, you know, for her, a lot of people don't understand your personality. So there's a lot of time for you to be alone because
yeah.
people are just like sometimes intimidated, don't understand, whatever. So me and her always talk about that off record a lot. But for me, I have a very like welcoming personality, but people come to take my light and then they would leave. 100%. But all that light has been given back in Jesus' name. Leeches. Y'all can't keep it. They're leeches. But you know, I didn't know how to be alone. You know what I mean? And it's, but now I'm in this realm where I love it.
Can we quickly, before we yeah. wrap it up, how did you actually figure that out? Or like, how was that transition? Because a lot of people, I think a lot of people's fear, like people that have always been in a relationship yeah. or always just been people pleasing and never yeah. have been their true selves. How do you, they're afraid to get into that, right?
Yeah.
So how do you like walk them into that? What do you do?
Okay. Well, I'll be as transparent as I possibly can. You know, it hurts. I'm not going to sit here and be like, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It does. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because especially if you're in a place where you want it, like, you know what I mean? You want that companionship. You want to get to know somebody. I know for me, after my like relationships and stuff like that, the best thing for me was to really take my time. Now, the way that I transitioned into that is because I have like an amazing father that like is a pastor. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he walked me through that. For someone that doesn't, you have to be at that place where you just, you know, you will not get to that place and you will never be ushered into that realm if you never get to the place of, like you said, being free with who you are and accepting who you are. It starts there. It really starts at just accepting who you are. If you're a loud person, if you're introverted, you're extroverted, whatever it is that you bring yeah. to the table, you need to just be okay with that and be able to sit in that for a period of time. And yeah. also, get a mentor. You know what I mean? Go to therapy. Like, that work has to be done too. Like, the physical, the spiritual, and the mental, those all have to be worked on. And it takes time.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, this is an overnight thing. This is ongoing for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you are like, okay, you know, I'm good with me, and you start doing that work, you will find that season where you're completely alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even away from your friends, like, you know what I mean? Or people that you thought were your friends, or even the ones that accept you, you just need that time. You know what I mean? To just be alone and get it together and reintroduce yourself, essentially, because you've been mind-bending for a really
yourself.
Long time.
That's a big one.
And when you reintroduce yourself, the people that have been around and take advantage of you for a really long time, like you said, they will not stay. They have to go because yeah. now they can't violate you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the relationship is not going to work. So I'm in that season right now where I feel alone sometimes. You know what I mean? I feel like, oh my mm-hmm. gosh, like, you know what I mean? Like, and a lot of people, like, it's just so interesting because, you know, see, people will even see me with the babes and stuff like that. Like, you big, big woman. Like, why are you hanging out with these young girls and stuff like that? It just be like that. Like,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Because, you know, I thought I had a bunch of friends, but it just wasn't that, you know what I mean? But I'm really thoroughly enjoying this time
yeah.
of getting to know me, getting to know God. And am I going to sit here and be like, oh my gosh, just walk through the park every day? No, I had to go to church and get a touch from Christ. Cause I was like, God, where are you at? Cause it's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But enjoy it. Enjoy the hard season. Enjoy your desert season. Enjoy, you know, when you feel like you want to give up. Like, those are
yeah.
the best times. Like, you get the most in those times. You know, for me, like, God is always tapping me like, nah, you got this, like, you got
yeah.
it, you know what I mean? So if you're in that time, enjoy it, because somebody will come
and it gives you so much hope, because
yes.
you know that what you get next is going
it's
to
gonna
be, the
be like, come on, hello
yeah.
King. Hello. I know you hear me. Keep preparing for what the Lord is preparing for you.
Anyways.
And I'm serious. I am. There's one more thing I want to talk about before we go. What time
okay.
are we? Okay, let me talk. Okay, we could do this. Okay. So, because it'll be an hour. Okay. So I want you to kind of give me some insight about how you feel about this.
Okay.
So how do you, I'm only going to talk about it from the woman's perspective though.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that even for me, like, you know, I've had some friends where, You get to a point where you're just like your entire, so now you've done all the trauma, da da da. You've been waiting, you're trying to get in that season, you know who you are, da da da. But now you're kind of infatuated with relationships. Like you want to be married, you want children, and it's just like you just want it so bad. What do you say to those women that are just in that stage that, you know what I mean? Because it's hard. It's not easy. And like, you know, some women, like they look at their biological clock and just like, okay, I'm 39 now. I'm 40. Like what's up? How do we inspire them and uplift people like that?
I think
it's a hard one.
Yeah, no, that is a hard one because yeah, there's people at different stages, right? Mm-hmm. It's either maybe you've just been single and you've been alone for a while, or maybe your biological clock is it's difficult, but it's really like you have to trust. I mean if you're a Christian, it helps to have a relationship with God, because then you can turn to him and trust that your waiting is not going to be in vain, right?
But it's not easy either when you're a believer.
It's not easy.
But you have something to look to.
Yeah, you have something to hold on to, right? And you have an assurance that what you're waiting for is not going to be in vain, right? But I can say for what I've seen, for myself, is just really knowing that you're putting in all this effort and you put in all this work for you to reap something, right?
Yeah.
And so you don't want to, now you're nearing the end or wherever, and now you rush the end, because it's not like the journey was great. You can start great, but it's how you end that matters.
Yeah.
So you really need to hold on to that, how you end, because for me, the one reason why I've never idolized marriage and I've never idolized the kids and all that stuff, life continues after that.
Yeah, it does.
So where is your be focusing on your life continues that you get married, you find your man, yes, you have a partner, that wonderful, it adds a lot of beauty to life. That is great. But you get married, you have your wedding, your life continues after that. If you're working a 9-to-5, that most likely continues after that.
Sure does.
If you have a business, you're still running, the same things happen after that. Your friends, you don't go through a whole machine and things turn around.
Exactly.
So you need to make sure that where your life is at, because I believe that if you're in a place where you're good with your life, you're not looking to the marriage or to the man to change your life or to make it so spectacular and all that stuff, you're content and you're still moving forward in that, I think that's a time when that part of your life will come. Yeah, I think that's when it'll come, right?
Yeah.
But if you're so you're so desiring it, you're so thirsty for it, and that now you get into it, because it could happen. A lot of people, where they're just I want to get married. That's all that's on my heart. Da, 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 this, this, that, and the other. Now they get married and they say, this is marriage. This is all that it is.
Come on.
And I've come to that realization that life continues after marriage. So what are you doing after that, right?
Yeah.
If your life is not moving on, because your husband's life is for sure going to move on.
Oh, 100%.
And so a lot of that happens to a lot of women. They'll be looking forward to the marriage, especially if you're planning to be a housewife, then maybe it might be different for you. But
you got a bunch of kids.
If you're a working woman, your life has to continue after that. So 100%. Your marriage is getting married alone and having kids is not going to fulfill you.
I think
you need to be invested in seeing the full result of what you've been doing, all that work that you've been putting in.
Yeah,
continue that journey, because it's going to continue, and then that man, those kids,
it's like icing on a cake.
Yeah, they're going to be added. They're a part. They're not. That's not your
whole life.
That's not your whole life. That's not what God put you here for.
That's true. Come on, girl. Come on, guru.
Okay.
Come on, guru. Okay. I'm here for it. No, seriously. That's a great perspective, because actually I've never looked at it that way. Mm-hmm. I usually for me, I'm just come on. That's not all the Lord put us on this earth for, is to be fruitful and multiply. You know what I mean? But I think that society just, it just pushes you into a corner.
It's normal though. There's sometimes I feel like sometimes you just, there's so many, so many people your age getting married. When I see people my age getting married, I'm just what's going on?
Honestly, girl, imagine me.
Honestly, sometimes, I'm not even going to make the comment I'm going to make. I'm going to hold it.
You're going to hold it for us? Okay, cool. Because
it's not the nicest.
No, it's not. Listen, sometimes you just got to say what you got to say. I just feel like, you know what I mean? I love that you said that actually. Life does really go on, because dad be like, yo, listen, like, you, when you're in the field, when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and making impact and touching people's lives, that's when that man comes. And it feels amazing when that man comes, because he just fits, right? Yeah. But when you're like scattered, you don't want to go to work, you don't want to do anything because you don't have a boyfriend or a husband or children. Because it's true, I know a lot of people that like really, really wanted that, and that became like their complete desire. Yeah. And then they got married and they're like, oh, word? This is it.
Yeah.
And that brings, that's not good.
You have to have the right expectations and understanding of it, because it's like, oh, I'm so looking forward. Sometimes I'll be craving some food so badly.
Yeah.
I would do anything to get this food and I go out of my way when I get it. And then after that, it's
like, okay.
Okay. Now I got to go to the gym and burn off.
You got to burn all the fat. Like,
now you have to deal with the after effect. And not to say that's what marriage is, but you have to realize that. It can, because I look at some married couples and I'm just like, yeah, they're doing the same thing that they were doing before. So like, you know,
I mean, it comes with status and stuff like that, but just like Ruth, man, she was in the field. He found her in his field. She, no, because people are like, where my boo ass at? Your boo ass is going to come find you when you in, like, she was doing her work.
Yeah.
She was serving somebody else. Like, you know what I mean? Doing what God had called her for. And I wish women would go back and read that story and really get, because I had to go back and read that story myself and really see what Ruth really was doing. She was in a place, not saying, and this is another thing, maybe one day we'll talk about this too. Boaz wasn't her reward for good work.
No.
It wasn't her reward for good work. Like, he was icing on the cake. She already really had a marvelous life, if you really think about it. Yeah. I know it was hard, and God was going to bless her regardless.
Yeah.
But obviously, like, God, I feel like a husband is a blessing. You know what I mean? A life partner. It's not a reward. It's like a blessing, I think, that God just adds to your life so you cannot be live stress-free. You can live stress-free. Not every day come scatter your brain, bust your brain every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is like, listen, Guru K, I'm here for it. I just like the gems. Thank you. I'm like, I've looked at like just a few things that I was coming into this with, but it's just always nice to pod with you because I feel like you always give me a different perspective.
Yeah.
And like, it's true. Like, just what you said about really just continuing your life and just, you know what I mean? Even if you are a career woman and you're a CEO or you're like, you know, you're already a mother. You know what I mean? A lot of mothers out there think that they can't get a man because they already have children. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Yeah. That's a lie. There's women out here that got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kids and they're married. You know what I mean? It's just really about just like waiting and just really, really, really knowing who you are and knowing your true identity and sticking to it and not moving and not shaking, not saying like you can't move and grow because there's room for growth, but just sticking to the core fundamentals of like who you are. That makes you so dope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when I see you, like, I'm just like, oh man, Kaya's so dope for this. Mm-hmm. This is just, I love this about her.
Yeah, if you were same for you.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. And I think, and I feel like if you were supposed to start like changing, I'd be like, you're weird. What's going on?
Like, this like, is hello, not, yeah,
it's not your vibe. Not, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I love that. And I just, girl.
Yeah, I'll add one last thing to that is, also like, don't deny your feelings, because that's when you're just torturing yourself. If you're feeling lonelier, you're in that time when you're craving that affection, that partnership, that's completely normal, right? The moment that you actually accept and, you know, have a conversation with yourself, say, yeah, like, I actually want this, or like, whatever, it's been a long time, or maybe I'm afraid that I might not get into, like, when you actually admit those things, you release yourself from the worry and the anxiety of it, right?
Yeah.
And then you're able to say, okay, yeah, I realize I want this, and I also realize that it's not impossible, because sometimes when we just keep it in our minds and we don't talk about it, we start creating all these stories and start thinking like, oh, but this, but that. No, it's
like,
it's,
I never thought that my husband would come back to me, Michael B. Jordan, but he has been.
We're gonna wrap this up here.
From the grips.
Thank you, guys. This girl, like, I'm not even gonna deal with that.
You have to wrap me up.
Yeah, I just have to pack you up.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for listening, guys. Honestly, this has been absolutely amazing. I hope that you guys paid attention. Replay this, post it, share it, give us your handles, Kaya.
We want to hear your reviews. Give us reviews on Apple. Go leave a review. 5-star only.
Yes.
1-star, I rebuke you.
You 5-star chicks. No, not me saying 5-star.
But yeah,
no,
leave an honest review. We'd love to know what you guys think on Apple. I think you can only do star ratings on Spotify, but still, you know, send us a DM.
Yeah, send us a DM.
My Instagram is hearmeout pod.cast.
Why don't you ever give your private one? See if your husband wants to come and talk to you.
That's okay.
Okay. So mine is queen_B. Ugh, I have to change it. And then, of course, my podcast is speaking_arrangements. Hit us up. Give us a topic that you want us to talk about. If you have a question, let us know. Like, share, subscribe.
Yeah, that's all.
That's all, folks.
We have one more episode for you guys in this mini-series. So we're going to be back.
We're going to be talking about something really special. To, if you're paying attention, then you might know what we're talking about.
That's true.
Okay, until next time, folks. Bye.